Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
G'day everybody, welcome to a Thursday edition of the Rush Hour, 5:30 to 7 p.m. That's us, and I welcome a former Crows star and a former Melbourne star and just a beautiful young man, Bernie Vince. G'day, Bern, welcome.
Jeez, you got deep there. What a day it's been. Bloody hot day, but a great day.
No, it's a lovely day. It's a beautiful
day.
I don't care if it's hot and cold. Just celebrate the day, my friend.
I did. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Don't forget to look after your pets and your granny and granddad. Make sure they're safe and sound.
Yes,
Call them down.
Here.
Now.
Big show, mate. Couple of live interviews in studio, which I'm looking forward to. Chad Sayers. There's a bit going on between him and Tex Walker at the moment.
A bit of
banter going either way. We're going to ask him all about that and
we'll
get him to respond again. And he might have a big statement for Tex, I think.
Our boy Tex
he'd be shaking.
On the first barb regarding the T20 celebrity game on Sunday.
Yeah.
37,000 tickets already been pre-sold, which is fantastic, is it?
Big crowd.
27.
27.
Big crowd.
Fantastic, but Chad Sayers is filthy.
He's filthy. He's not happy. He's
so
just
you've
arrived
got him in
out
live.
There. I can see him. I've got him in live for this because we need him in live.
Yep.
I want to ask him the big questions because Tex won't be bad. He won't be taking middle. He'll be taking leg and stepping outside leg. I want Chad not. I don't want him to get him out.
What do you
put it that way? I just want him to pepper him.
You want him punished.
Everything. I want him to come off with bruises. I don't want him to get out. I want him none off 20.
Chaddy says if he's coming in shortly, which he's out there. He's not happy. He's not even smiling.
Teeming.
So well done, Tex. You know what, Tex? You don't take on a fast bowler.
What an idiot. Take on an opening batsman. Who cares if they make 100? It's not your fault. Although Tex thinks he's a bowler.
Anyway, now there's been a late scratching, a late withdrawal from the Adelaide Crows side for Sunday's game. Who's pulled out?
Well, the big fog's out, and I thought we might be in.
No,
Lockie Murphy's replaced him. Come on.
What's he going to be, short leg?
Come on, this is a raffle.
I thought Darcy Fogarty was the master blaster for the LA Crows.
He's pulled up tight in his hammy. I've heard that one before.
As soon as
Chad Sayers was named, tight in the hammy. I'm waiting for Tex to pull up tight before Sunday.
Fog. So Lockie Murphy comes in.
Yeah, big show. We've got Scotty McLaughlin in live as well. So the V8 supercar, two-time champ. He's going for three in a row, which is sort of unheard of. He's a star.
You're right.
Won Bathurst last year too. And we've got Tommy Lynch, the skipper of the Crows.
Oh, nice.
So we might have to ask him about selection and who actually picked the side. Because I think they picked every name out of the hat. Because there's no cricket background whatsoever.
And you know what, with Tommy, he'd have no idea that Darcy Fogarty's out either.
No, he'd
have no idea.
He probably
doesn't
know who Darcy Fogarty is.
All right, up next. He's frothing out there.
He's looking at his bowling against the wall in the corridor.
Chad, calm down, Chattles.
Chad Sayers is next. Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour. 104.7 Triple M. Star-studded lineup today for the Rush Hour. We've got Tom Lynch coming up soon. Scotty McLaughlin's on the way as well. Joining Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Now, I'm excited. We've got cricket royalty in with us at the moment, Jars. An ex-teammate, ex-Woodville teammate of mine. Mm. So I played some grade cricket and junior cricket with Chad. So with no further ado, welcome to the studio, Chad Sayers.
It's great to be in here, boys.
G'day, Chad.
How's a couple of legends?
Love you, mate. Thanks for coming in. And you're looking healthy, you're looking fit, getting ready for Shield Cricket on the 14th.
Yeah, it's been a while between drinks, Jars, but on the 14th we take on WA. So the boys have been back to training for a couple of weeks now in the heat and raring to go to get that red ball out again.
What have you been doing? It's been a bit of a break, as you mentioned. What have you been playing grade cricket or how are you keeping the fitness up?
Yeah, it's always been good over this period to have a bit of family time and a couple of weeks off training, Burn, as you know, with footy. But, we're back at it now. So, grade cricket and just training during the week with the Redbacks. And, as I said, the boys are eager to get back out there with the Red Bull.
Bit of background on Chad. Did it the hard way. Took hundreds and hundreds of grade wickets.
Yeah, he did.
And then he got a rookie contract.
Mm.
Had to take hundreds and hundreds more. Mm. And then he finally got a crack.
Yeah.
Took hundreds and hundreds of Shield wickets and finally got a crack at Test cricket.
Yeah.
Will we see you back in the green and gold?
Oh, I think we're a long way off that, Bernard, but you always aspire to play at the highest level, and while I'm playing Shield cricket still and feel that I'm capable of playing Shield cricket, then I want to play at the highest level, which is Australia, so I'll be doing my best to take wickets and hopefully knock down the door again.
When he doesn't play for the Redbacks, we're terrible.
Terrible. And I know we won our first game under Greg Blewett just before Christmas, interim coach, but I can't believe Chad Sayers is not playing Big Bash cricket.
Yeah, well,
he's better than three quarters of those blokes running around bowling poo.
I did ask him about that off air, now why he wasn't playing.
Why aren't you playing Big Bash?
Oh, just didn't get picked up, Jars.
Well, that's a disgrace.
You know what the best bowlers do? They can put it exactly where they want it, and that's his biggest strength. Can put it at the death. Imagine him bowling at the death. You just wouldn't be able to get him away.
There you go. Wins his games of cricket.
Get him in, Dizzy. Where are you?
Yeah, not ringing to return the calls. Now, Byrne, this is the serious matter.
This is big.
Really hot.
Now, our very own Triple M Tex Walker
this morning
has tweeted, after your selection for the Port Adelaide cricket team.
You love your Port.
Gee, very desperate getting Chad Sayers, and he's got the emoji with the guy grimacing.
No.
Very desperate, he's called him. Now, Jars, in my book, you do not call out a fast bowler. This just proves how small a brain Tex has. Target a fast, an opening batsman,
wicketkeeper.
Because what are they going to do? No. Make 100? Who cares? Go and get it from the rope.
Now, Chad. You replied back because he threw the first barb at you.
He did. I liked the reply.
And please, this is Chad Sayers.
They needed someone to knock your wing nuts off. Hashtag won't have helmet that fits. And that's true. His head is huge. You know what? Tex reckons he's not wearing a helmet anyway. That's what he said last week. I'll bet you now Chad's picked he'll have a helmet on.
What
now,
are you saying about that? What do you say to that?
Oh, mate, I think he's just scared of being embarrassed on the day, so he's starting to sledge early. But I've seen his golf swing at Glenelg. Yeah. If it's anything like his cricket swing, it's going to be laughable. So I'm looking forward to him walking out with the helmet on.
He said he was a batsman, and now there's a couple of good bowlers starting to come in the lineup. He's referred, I'm a bowler
I'm
now.
A bowler.
And now I'm expecting, just as they run out on Sunday, I'm a fielder.
I think a few of the Crows boys have rung in the admin and just asked us to ease in a little bit on them. So it won't be happening. But
what are you going to do to him? You're going to go off the long run now?
I think I'll have to, won't I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do not hold back.
Might not be the quickest bloke, but I'll get me bounces on target. Look out, Tex.
You know what he'll do? He will not stand in line. He won't take
middle.
Where will
he bat?
He'll take leg, and then he'll take another two sets of stumps, put his feet there, and just hang his bat out, and step away again. So what I want you to do is I don't want you to get him out. I want you just to pepper him. I want him to face at least 20 balls. From you.
Bruise him up.
I want you to hurt him. If there's an opportunity to catch it, just let it bounce. Don't get him out. Just keep terrifying him because I can't wait to see it.
Why did he target you this morning?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not really
Is there
sure,
history
Jars.
There?
No, he's a good one. I thought he was a good fella, but not anymore.
The crowd's going to love this matchup.
Oh, it's brilliant. The thing is, we might be waiting a while to... For him to bat. If
he won't be waiting long. I've seen the lineup.
Oh, mate. And give it to him verbally. All of you.
Give it to him. I'll be out there. I'm going to do a little bit of boundary umpire or boundary reporting.
Yeah,
so I'm going to just stir you up a little bit and just let him let you know what he's been saying about you.
I can't believe he's targeted a fast bowler. No, he's not our chat.
Remember, he's from Broken Hill.
Especially after his modelling on Instagram the other day.
Oh,
what about that, Bernard?
About that?
Good point.
There was
now,
some
was he,
early
he
signs
G-string.
Of Elton John in that dance move.
I think that would be part of your sledge. Now, you've always been very good at that. So you must be... Being on a serious note, you must be super proud of the way the public has supported this game and it's going to raise obviously a lot of money for people that need it over on KI, so you must be super proud of that.
Yeah, that's right. For both codes to come together, I guess, and put on a great show, hopefully, on Sunday. And I think, as Jar said, 27,000 sold already. I'm sure there'll be...
They'll get 40-odd thousand.
Yeah. They will.
So it's probably going to be the biggest crowd I've played in front of, to be honest. So I might be a bit nervous, but I'm really excited, and it's for a great cause, as you said.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming in, mate. But she's on now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
you put
right.
your flag in the ground.
It's a showdown, Jazz. So.
You've now officially targeted Tex Walker on Sunday.
Yeah, he's mine.
You got him.
All the best, mate. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, boys.
Good luck Sunday, mate.
Kill him.
Not literally kill him. No, no.
Kill him.
Chad Sayers, the fighter Bernie Vince, and Andrew Jarman on the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
Well done.
Scotty McLaughlin is always great value. Yes. Don't miss that. He's going to be on the Rush Hour in the second part of the Rush Hour after 6 o'clock with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Jars, today I went down actually to see our good friends at CMI Toyota down at Christie's Beach. Yeah. Yep,
Jase.
Yep, Jase, Doug, Mark, the boys, they look after me while I'm in Adelaide with a...
Good
with a
friends of ours.
Beautiful, beautiful friends of ours.
Right, what's happening?
So I went down to change the car over and I got a photo. And they put a photo up, okay? Yeah, so this is not the right thing to do. Everything's all good.
Because
they're good friends of ours.
So
the photo that I get taken, I think the wind must have flat passed or something. And
You're near like, the beach.
There's windy.
Breeze comes
beach.
Off
yeah,
the ocean.
Smart. Good excuse. You sound like you've used that before.
So what's happened?
But so... The photo's gone up, and Sally Harris, who's a good friend of mine, works for TLA, so you're managed by as well.
Yeah.
So she's gone, oh, Bern, I need to have a serious chat with you. And I'm thinking, oh, Sally's a very honest sort of person. Yeah. She's not a joker. She doesn't joke too much. So then she goes, so you said you've been trying to keep fit. I can see a bit of a gut starting to appear.
No.
She goes, it might be the wind.
Bern, no.
Might be the wind or it might be the angle. But I can see a bit of a gut appearing. Now, is that the ultimate insult?
Absolutely.
It requires a fair bit of resilience to just let that go through to the keeper.
Mate, I was putting up with it for 5 years. So that is.
I thought I've come to the right person. I've got the right person sitting next to me because I don't think you would have heard that once. That would have been
many
a few
of occasions.
How do you deal with
that? But now I'm slimming down. Well, what do you do? You've got to be thick skinned. And I think you need to ask some sort of an apology from Sally.
Well,
that's hurtful.
I went home.
That's workplace
bullying.
So this
was in the morning, and I went home, and I've done nothing all day. Yeah, I've just sat at home. I've laid in bed. I actually laid down and didn't even want to see Harvey. I didn't want to see anyone. I turned the lights off.
No.
I laid down. Well, I've never been called this in my life. Ever. She called me fat.
What's your skinnies at the moment?
Oh, that'd be over 50, which you had to be under 50 to play, but I just feel the resilience isn't quite there to put up with that.
From my gifted eyes, I'm seeing a very fit young man that's post-retired from footy.
Well, that's what I thought. And I got home and told Abby, and she goes, no, you're skinny. You're too skinny.
Abby's saying you're skinny,
and then I
and said, Sally's saying you're fat.
So you're too skinny, you need to put weight on. I'm thinking, does she want a husband with a dad bod, or what's going on here? But then I go back to Sally, I go, look, I go, so Abby thinks I'm too skinny. I don't know what's going on here. And then she goes, oh, maybe you're just skinny fat. Sorry, Bern. I'm like, make up your mind. Yes. Am I skinny or am I fat?
I've got Bernie Vince, the South Australian little superstar, the golfer, the family man, you name it, he can do it. Hello, young Bern.
Thank you, Giles. That was a very good intro.
Hey, just to our VIP Triple M members. They can come in and see us on a Thursday. Rick and Simon are in the building with us. So hello, chaps. How are you, gentlemen?
Yeah, good, Giles.
One's got the Port Adelaide top on.
A kangaroo supporter. That's rare.
Okay, well, they've got a coldie and they've got some pizzas, welcome. Welcome. You're seeing an elite show here at the moment. Now, Bernie, we obviously heard that fog, the master blaster's out.
He's out. Hamstring tightness.
Can't believe the replacement.
As soon as Chad Sayers was selected, he's pulled up with hamstring tightness.
Replacement is who?
Not us, Jars. Lockie Murphy. They needed a short leg, they reckon.
He's a good boy.
So, yeah, he's a good man. Okay. He's one of my favourites, actually, in Adelaide. I love the way he plays. But yeah, disappointing we didn't get the call up. Anyway. I thought that might have been our opportunity, a little opening, but big show coming up still, even though that chat was very good. Do you know what Chad Sayers said about Tex? He's mine. That was the last thing he did. He threw his cam off. He was out, kicked the door on the way open. He's angry.
The war's
escalated.
I'm
looking forward to that.
Isn't it?
We got Scott McLaughlin coming up, two-time V8 supercar champion. I'm looking forward to having a chat to him. Mm-hmm. And also we've got the skipper of the Adelaide footy team, Tom Lynch. So we're going to ask him about why we're not picked. And obviously they don't want to win.
The Red Baron. Chatty Sayers, when we walked him out, I've never seen anything like it.
No.
Your mate, why? Why pick? You don't sledge a fast bowler. Last
Very
place
silly.
You go to.
Very silly.
Have you spoken to Tex? Has he got back to you?
He hasn't
been
got
air?
Back to me. I think he's actually getting
gone
a bit worried now. Yeah, he stopped taking my calls, everything. But I have given him a fair bit this week, so maybe we should get him on.
It was a fantastic chat with Chad. If you missed it, the Triple M Rush Hour podcast. We call it the catch-up. Get it on the Triple M app. And that'll drop at about 5:07. Scott McLaughlin is coming up next. We've got Tom Lynch on the way as well. Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Burn, the supercars are coming to Adelaide, not far away.
Yep.
Not far away, and we do it as good as anyone around the world. And one man that's had a cracking 2019, he's the number one man, the number one driver. He's a New Zealander. He's cricket side shit, and we know that. But
did you see last night?
Family, clap your hands. Scotty McLaughlin joins us.
What's going on?
Ford Mustang from the Team Penske. Welcome, my friend.
How are you? Thanks for having me, boys.
In Adelaide, for what?
Just for a bit of promotion, to hang out on a 42-degree day. Beautiful.
I hear you had a tour of the track today.
Yeah, just to go check it all out and see the construction. And, you know, I was saying before that I actually think they're kind of behind, but they seem like they're ahead. Like, they said that they're ahead. They must do a lot of work, like, the last week or so. Obviously, road closures, all that sort of stuff help. But, yeah, it's cool to see a bit behind the scenes. I've never been here earlier, so it's very cool to see.
How does Adelaide rate amongst all the tracks that you race? Is it up there, or is it mid-range?
Look, it's definitely my top three. It's so, like you got to be brave in areas. It's technical. You know, the first sector is, you know, quite bumpy, and you got to use curbs, and then turn eight is just, you know, where you put your balls, how ballsy you are in the corner. Yeah.
Get them out.
And then last sector is a bit technical. So it's a lot of fun.
Mate, it's been wonderful for our state what you guys have done, and you're so accessible. It's unbelievable. Now, you got married in December to an American girl.
Yep.
How'd that go?
That went really well. Yeah, we got married in California there. California. So it was, I always said that she moved to Australia a few years ago, that if we got married, we'll get married over in America. So it was pretty cool, man. Best day of my life. Best day of our lives.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was just unreal. Lots of piss and just lots of fun, mate. It was great. Yeah, it was good.
Well, one thing, Jazz likes doing his accents. Can you give us an American accent,
Jazz? I'm not doing an American accent, my friend.
Yeah, there he is. Where y'all from?
It was a dominance of the Mustangs last year. They even needed to change them to slow them up a little bit in August. How much better than the Falcon is the Mustang?
Oh, it's a refinement. You know, I think we were bashing around with a, you know, 60-year-old car there for a little bit. So to bring out a new shell, you know, and refine everything that we learned with that old car, I think that's half the reason why we're so fast. The Holden in 2018 come out pretty strong, and then in 2019 we probably turned the tables a bit. So they've done a few changes to the category to make everything a little bit closer, and hopefully we can just you put all that, you know, BS behind us, and we just have a good run to the flag, you know, fair run to the flag for everyone.
Scotty, you had a massive year last year. What was most satisfying, winning the supercars or Bathurst?
I think going back to back is very special. It's hard to do in any sport. But Bathurst, I think my first Bathurst win. It's a big one. That's our grand final. I wanted to win that since I was a little kid. You know, my first ever supercars race was watching Bathurst, and I mean, almost everyone turns on for the start of Bathurst, you know, just to check it all out. So, yeah, that's a very special one.
Now, Adelaide's a week earlier this year.
Yeah.
There's talk of even bringing the season forward more into January. When would you like to see it start? Is that cut into your marriage time, your American time, your away time?
Yeah, I might get a divorce before I know it. They've got to be mindful of the temps, because if they bring it in too early, it does get
you'll
hot.
Fry in that car.
Because it's like 20, 25 degrees above ambient in the car. So we've had days like this, and it's been close to 70 degrees. So it's I'm all for the summer series and the format. I can understand, but they've got to pick and choose their locations. And I mean, everywhere is almost bloody hot at that time of year. But yeah, I like where we are. It's a great start of the year. You know, the Fringe Festival's on.
Yep.
You know, all that jazz. It's cool. You know,
women's footy.
Yeah. It's everything's on. Happening.
Do we race at night?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I think
we should. I think at some stage, to freshen it up.
Oh yeah.
Let's have some night V8s.
Even like one race in the day, one race at night.
But if
you bring it in January, I think you have to race at night. I think you could. It'd be a lot easier to race at 30 degrees.
Yep.
But that'd be amazing. Like, wouldn't it? Like, imagine if you rolled in like a big bash game in the Arvo, and everyone walks from the
you go.
Perfect. Thing, you know what I mean?
Well, we're building more hotels.
Get me on board.
Well, we are. Adelaide tourism. We're building more hotels because we're doing more things here. This is the best place to live.
Oh, you know, I love that Adelaide Oval precinct.
Yeah, good.
It's just the walk.
Oh, you wait till it's all finished.
Yeah, is it not?
Oh, well, they're building new casinos, hotels.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Jack Riewoldt, Where's the obsession? I feel like it's one way.
Is it man love?
No, I feel like it's one way from him to you. He loves you.
Yeah.
But do you even know him?
Do you give a shit?
Do you care about him?
He just turned up the race. He's like, my name's Jack Ruvo. I'm like,
I played for Richmond.
I've kicked off a couple of common medals. You might know me. He's a good lad. I have a really good relationship with Jack. He actually put me onto his mind coach back in the day, Emma Murray, who works with Richmond Football Club in a few areas. And you've been fantastic for me. But you know, ever since then, we've sort of gone through ups and downs. Like they lost the premiership 2018, or didn't get to the grand final where they probably should have.
Yep.
And we've been through sort of peaks and troughs together, and we've become quite good mates. And he's a good lad.
Bumpers and ballers, isn't it?
Yeah, balls and bumpers.
Give it a little puck.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Right, Triple M should get on board, take us on. But it's a good time. We discuss all sorts of topics, have people on. Would love to have you on, Bernie. Yarn. And we just talk crap and all the topics about sport and probably talk a bit too long, but it gets a bit boring, but it's fun.
Yeah. Talking to Scotty McLaughlin, the V8 champ. Now, mate, as a wee boy in New Zealand, did you play any cricket?
Yeah, I did play a little bit. I was actually a wicky back in the day.
You're a wicky
I was a wicky. I couldn't bowl or bat, so I was pretty good with the gloves. Oh, bat was all right. I was probably like a 6 or a 7.
You obviously watched the Australians decimate your country.
No, I was actually in America when it all happened.
Of course he was.
Yeah, I was in America.
They fell, they collapsed. Your captain passed out.
Did you see last night with the 2020 with the Indians? We needed like one run off 3 balls and we managed to lose the game.
Oh, no.
I didn't say that.
Scarred
you.
Yeah, no, Ben Stokes scarred us.
Bat. At least he's honest. He said he can't bat or bowl. Yeah. He'll probably get a game for New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually watching these blokes this weekend in that 2020 bash. Is it the
Saturday night
on Sunday?
The
footy one would be decent.
It's going to be a laugh. Mate, all the best. Thanks for popping in. Good luck for 2020. You'll be right up there and we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Cheers, lads. Scotty.
Thank you. There he is, Scotty McLaughlin from Ford Mustang Team Penske. Yes! Join us on the new Rush Hour team family with Jars and Bernie Vince. Now, this Friday, we'll be at the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel, absolutely broadcasting live from the new patio bar. Boom!
And get this, Jars, there'll be 100 free beers poured by the pros. That's us, Jars, from 5:30. And we'll even chuck in some finger food. Nice. I promise we won't cook that ourselves, though, Jars.
Join the Rush Hour family, broadcasting from the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel this Friday. That's tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 p.m, 52 Commercial Road.
See you there.
See you, Bert.
Now, Jars, our next guest, the number 27 for the Adelaide Football Club. But today we're going to talk a little bit more cricket to him. Mm-hmm. Underage state player as well, Tommy Lynch.
I heard that.
I'll welcome him to the show. Mm. Lynchy, how are you?
I can't wait. How are we?
Yeah, Red Baron.
Very good, thanks. Now, just run us through the selection process. Yeah. Did you pick names out of a hat with a complete playing list, or was these actually cricket criteria?
Are you talking about the professionals that I've picked, or are you talking about the players that don the Crows jumper on the regular?
Oh, you joined the dots, mate. Walker, Sloan, how did they make it?
Well, Walker and Sloan, Tex somehow appointed himself as the chairman of selectors, and I have no idea. And the way he did so was so he knew he'd find his way into the team. If I organise everything, then somehow I'll organise a jersey for myself, was basically how it worked.
Honestly, what do you think of that, Charles?
No, I'm not surprised about Tex. And also, Red Baron, Rory Sloan. He's a gun tennis player and a surfer. He's got no idea about cricket. You don't want him to embarrass you on Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
Well, his selection criteria went, well, if my blonde locks don't get another 10,000 through the door, I will. So
he is loved.
He is loved, and I couldn't find that one.
He described to us the other day, Jars, a cover drive as a shot down the line.
Didn't he?
He's got no idea. He bowls off the wrong leg. He bowls doorknobs. Got Maxie Walker. And they're expecting him to perform on the big stage.
When he bats.
And Walker's the selector, we've found out.
This is rubbish.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, they're using that as covers because they are that nervous and they want to do well like the rest of us.
Now, you rate yourself as a bit of a cricketer. Ooh. Your old man's involved in Cricket Victoria, underage state player, as I mentioned. Heard a little word on the street. The last time you pulled on the cricket top for PAC, they bowled you for one over, sacked you. You went to mid-off.
Oh, no.
And these are the words that come out of your mouth. These blokes, do these blokes know that I've bowled for my nation? True or false?
Oh, no. Did you say that?
I can't remember.
You did say it.
Yes.
You
was,
big head.
I was a little fatigued after peeling off 40 or 16 carries. So I might have been a little fatigued.
Oh, Lynchy. Mate, you're the captain of the Adelaide Crows. What a wonderful concept. And we applaud both football clubs, Port Adelaide and our boys, the Adelaide Crows. The bushfire appeal on Adelaide Oval, they're saying 45, 50,000. You must be really proud. And congratulations to everyone that's getting involved.
Yeah, it's unreal, to be honest. I mean, initially I didn't think there would be that much interest, but I mean, it's just amazing that both clubs have obviously got right behind it, as has the Adelaide Oval and all the people in Adelaide as well. We can't wait to play, and I'll tell you what, both teams I know are extremely nervous because they really want to do well, and we just hope we can go the 20 overs.
and Triple M, we're calling the game at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dittmar.
Did Bernie find his way onto that coverage?
Yeah, Burns on the panel. I'm going to wear my Richie Benno beige top. So we're looking forward, and we're going to have a lot of fun with you boys too. So don't make a duck. The Duck Club.
Well, it's a free hit first ball, so if you get out making a duck, then you're in real trouble. But oh, no. I'll probably just put the moz on myself there. But make sure you come down and say hello. Come down on the ground, interview us down there.
No, I'll come out there. I think that's going to be my role. But Tex could get two ducks then. He could get a duck.
I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say that Tex may be bowling in the power play.
Oh, yes, I like it.
Good.
Two fielders out. That's a good time to bowl, Tex.
Yeah, two fielders. That's a good time to
two
bowl.
Two fielders
in.
Out.
There's been a bit of banter between Tex and Chatty Sayers. Are you going to target anyone? You want to target
got,
Head, Salt, or are you going to go a couple of the footballers? Easier targets, Boak, Hartlett. Did you bowl 140 Ks, you told me?
God, you talk rubbish. Yeah, I'll have to save myself for the professionals, obviously. So I'll target. I'm looking to bowl to Travis Head.
Yeah.
But you know, you never know. We've got a pretty fierce bowling attack. Mightn't get a look in.
Well, Richardson big in as well.
Further
crazy. Yeah, he might get an over here and there.
Oh, and one of the best leg spin bowlers in the world. Geez, you've got to get him in the power play. Rashid Khan. Well, what a great get.
I don't think he really wants to bowl on the power play. We've got a couple of specialists there.
Jeez.
He might bowl one over and you might sack him and send him to mid-off. Just
well,
like you got.
That's the criteria to get a second over, Jars.
Now, Lynchy, there's bragging rights on the end of this. I know we have our showdown 2 a year, but this is massive. You boys want to really make sure you get the result here, and when we raise a lot of money for the bushfire appeal. I'm telling you, what are your words to your boys before they run out the field? What are you going to say to them? Inspire them.
Every showdown's bloody important. Oh, yeah. In 10 years, 15 years' time, this is the one you want to be talking
about. Yeah, bloody oath. I like it.
Well,
this might be a once-off. So you got bragging rights forever.
It will be. But, I mean, obviously in my speech, I will highlight the likes of Bernie and the guys before had an opportunity to win, and they let us down. So we're going to have to rectify that and change a bit of the history books.
Yeah, you must be getting back to some serious chat about the footy club. Daniel Jackson. Big appointment for the club. It's been a long time waiting for this role.
Who is he? And what's he going to bring to the football club?
He's my twin brother.
is he Red Baron?
He's a Red Baron.
He's a Red Baron, so we had to get another few on board. We lost a few.
Yeah, we lost Big Sauce, the captain.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully he brings a hell, and obviously they've imported him for a reason. He's obviously a quality man, but, you know, it's an area they've identified or a space we wanted to improve on, and he's the man to do so. So we've obviously got a number of new people at the club already that have filled similar roles, but he's going to be a great addition, I would hope.
And, mate, just before we let you go, pre-season's tracking along nicely. Who's a little smoky? Who's a little bolter from that group that may be ready for round one?
There's a few in the mix. I do like Nedi McHenry.
Ah,
boy. He's a gutsy little player. And he's going to be, I know he's going to be a fan favourite. So he got a haircut like Tex at the moment, so I'm not too sure about that. But But he's going to be one to watch out for.
Has he got decent ears?
He doesn't have that. So that stops him from looking like Tex,
Lynchy, thanks very much for your time, mate. Always good to chat. Very entertaining. And good luck Sunday.
All the best, mate.
Thanks, guys. Chat soon.
And there he is, Adelaide Crows, Tommy Lynch, the captain of the Adelaide Crows side, V Port Adelaide Sunday.
Crucial role, that.
Crucial game.
You've got to be on every ball, not just every over, Jars.
And, mate, please donate. Please donate. No, everyone that's down
there. Yeah, I know, we will.
Please donate.
I'll be getting them myself running around the boundary. So thanks, Tommy Lynch.
133353 family, strangest punishments from your parents. So I got on the phone to one of my siblings last night, and we were talking about our mother when I crossed the line with my two sisters and my brother. Mm-hmm. I was a bit fiery, the oldest.
Yeah.
In charge of my and I terrorised my brother, Darren Robert Jarman, and my two sisters. But it got us talking about some of the funny and the weirdest punishments I copped from my mother. God bless her soul.
I feel like you probably deserved most of them. But
I tell you what she made me do. She made me kneel facing a wall, right, while I had to pull my ears, right? I had to hold and pull my ears. Now, if my ears weren't red when she came back, I had to stay there until they were red. Now, I'm serious. I had to face the wall, kneeling down, holding my two ears.
How long are we talking?
I beg your pardon?
How long?
Oh, I'd be sitting there for 20, 25, 30 minutes. Oh,
easy. So if you weren't blowing them hard enough, they wouldn't be red enough, so she'd keep you going.
Yep.
Do you think Texas had that punishment?
only on one side.
Bang!
One side.
And on top of that, Darren Robert Jarman, who was mummy's boy back in the day, used to throw little golf balls and cricket balls in my back.
Oh, while you were pulling
and
the ears.
And I couldn't move.
Oh, and yes. And he was giggling, and, hey, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, champ?
And I was fuming. So I'd be holding my ears that tight. I was bleeding, because then I could turn around and go and chase him and belt the bejesus out of him.
I like that.
But I couldn't touch him, because if I did thump him and my sisters, and what mum took away from me was very precious. 2 weeks suspended playing footy or cricket.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I've had that. That was the, yeah. But anyway, how strange, and we were laughing about it, how strange, how funny that was. And they remember, housing trust, Holden Hill.
Yep.
And that was my, and I thought, how strange is that? And I thought, well, why don't we talk about it and see, what about you?
That's perfect. Well, I ended up, I guess the punishment isn't weird, but the way I got to it was, so I got banned from playing basketball and cricket one weekend because I got in trouble at school, and at school they used to write a note home in your diary, and that was pretty scary if you're in trouble like that. And they wrote a letter home to mum, and I thought, I can't let her know I'm in trouble. So I practiced forging her signature for ages on the school bus.
Yep.
Like I left it 2 days before I did it. I just practiced flat out. Good boy. In the end, I thought I got it right.
Yeah, the forger.
I'm ready, but it's in pen, so you've got one opportunity to do
it.
This.
Don't stuff
you
it
can't
up.
Rewrite the message. So I've done it, and it was pretty good. Yeah, and I thought, I was asked about it for your mates. They're like, yeah, good, brilliant, looks good.
You're home.
So I took it into the school teacher, and she's like, okay, I see you've done that. So once she did that, I just peeled the page out. So I was a page short, but no one's going to know if you're a page short. No. So I thought, that's brilliant. I knew, but I didn't think about it. Mum worked at the school. So she crossed paths with the teacher at lunchtime and said, sorry about that. Letter I wrote home. I don't take too much. He wasn't that bad. She was sticking up for me. Mum said,
"What are you talking about?"
No, I haven't seen anything. And I'm like, "Oh no!" And then there was just triple. And then all of a sudden, sport done. Gone. That's the number one. That's all you want to do.
So you're the forger in the Vince family.
That's the only dishonest thing I've ever done, Jazz.
So 133 53. What are we after? We're after strange punishments here. Okay, strange. Yeah. Well, you know, if you've got bad boy, bad girl stories as well about how you misbehave when you're a kid, give us a call, 133 53. Sixers tickets, 36ers playing Phoenix, Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. I think it's one of the last chances to see
our
great basketball team. Yeah,
have to win.
They're playing on Sunday at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. You got free tickets if you've got a great story for us about some unusual punishment that you've ever got, or some great bad boy stories as well. Tickets to the 36ers to give away right now for the rush hour. Bernie and Charles.
Look at his ears. They're red.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour tomorrow, coming to you live from Salisbury Hotel. Going to be shouting the bar from 5:30. The guys are going to be doing the show live there from 5:30 as well. We're talking about the freshly renovated Salisbury Hotel and the patio bar. And the guys were talking about it. Bernie and Charles on Triple M.
Brilliant, Sean. Strangest punishments from your parents. I recalled a story that I had a discussion with one of my sisters. How funny I got punished. I had to kneel in, face to the wall, grabbing my ears until they went red. And if they didn't, I couldn't move. And in the meantime, my brother was tormenting me with cricket balls and golf balls.
I need to ask you quickly, did they get the same punishment or was the punishment different?
It's for the oldest.
It's the eldest child, isn't it?
Yeah, you're the oldest. Yeah. Well, your four sisters, did they cop it?
just terrorised me when I was in trouble. They felt good about me being in trouble.
Okay, 133 53. Young from Netherby. G'day, mate.
Oh, g'day, Jazz. How are you?
Good, my friend. You got a funny story?
Yeah, so I'm Asian background.
Yep.
So when we used to get into trouble, we used to have this tropical fruit.
Yep.
They used to have really spiky outside.
Oh.
The outer. So my parents used to make us meal on that for like
a
few minutes. And you would bleed from the knees.
Oh, how long? 2 minutes?
No, it only take 5 to 10 minutes, but your weight just like you wouldn't last too long.
So when you bled, that was it. You had to tap out.
The jackfruit.
The jackfruit. I've seen them. Yeah. They get those big spikes, a lot of little spikes.
Yeah, they've got spikes and they get really sharp.
Oh, for mate, 5 minutes.
Well done. That's tough.
That's tough.
Well played.
I bet his brothers and sisters are tough.
Yeah.
And him.
David from Craigmore. G'day, Dave-o.
Hiya, boys.
Good, mate. Story, please.
Yeah, well, I was a little tacker in Moyerley, about 9 or 10, I suppose. And every Easter, we used to go up to Morgan for our annual family holiday up by the weir. Dad and uncle was not allowed to go up on the cliffs and fish. Mum said, us kids weren't allowed to go near the cliffs. I climbed it. So I said, right, you're punished. Got a 20-foot rope, tied it around my waist, put it to the bumper bar. Bit warm this day, so they all wandered down and dang on their feet. I'm right behind them, and they said, what are you doing off the rope? I said, no, I'm not. My sister had undone from the bumper bar of the car, and I'm still on the rope.
What? Cliffhanger.
So how did that end up?
Yeah. I was on the rope for the afternoon, so I couldn't do anything.
Oh, so you only had a 20-foot... You can't move 20 foot feet. Rope,
yeah.
Did you think about undoing the rope and trying to escape? Yeah,
trying to do a runner?
No, I knew what my mum was like. Yes. She was a tough girl.
She would have shortened the rope.
Yeah, she would have.
Give you 10 foot.
Yeah.
Great story, mate.
Okay, so you guys got to choose who wins the tickets, the 36ers tickets.
Good story.
Young or David?
Oh, go Dave.
The rope. I like the shortening of the rope.
Well done, David. David, you got some tickets to the 36ers for Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
Well done,
good work,
mate.
Dave. Thanks for that.
No more climbing cliffs.
I'll shorten the rope. Big news with the cricket this Sunday.
Hang on. We've got to apologise to the radio.
What's happened?
We need eye contact here, okay? So 104.7 Triple M.
Turn now? Yeah. Sorry. I apologise, Radio School. What is it again?
AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Don't encourage him, Boone.
He gives me $20 every time I say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, big news. Darcy Fogarty out of the cricket.
Wow.
So I thought we might be a chance now, Jazz.
Look.
You know what's happened? He's been replaced.
Oh, hello. Here we go.
By a short leg.
Yep.
Specialist.
Who is it?
Lachie Murphy.
Little Lachie.
What would be his? He must be a batsman. He can't be a bowler.
No. Maybe a wicketkeeper with those stumpy little
maybe
legs.
Maybe a keeper.
So
Alex Carey,
Darcy Fogarty
keeps.
Was built up as the master blaster, the Vivi Richards of the Adelaide Crows. What's he done?
Betting's changed. He's pulled up tight in the hammy.
Oh,
as soon, you know,
please.
When that was? About half an hour after Chad Sayers was named, he's pulled up tight in the hammy.
Yep.
No, I didn't think Darcy was... I didn't think this was him. I thought Tex might have been sort of going down that path, but didn't expect it from him. But he must be just be scared.
Okay, as with this bloke, he's Tex Walker. Now, as you know, early this morning, Tex threw out a little barb about Chaddy Sayers' selection in the Port Adelaide side. Chaddy has replied back in the Twitter about his wingnut ears.
Yep.
You got on the phone to Chad Sayers live in the studio at 20 past, or 20 what?
Yeah, about 20 to 26.
Well, yeah, I said this.
At about 5:40.
I said.
And he fired up. He was absolutely furious with the barb that text.
He didn't have to come in. I said, we'll get you on because of the banter going on between you and Tex. He goes, I need to be in the studio. I want blood.
Here's Chad Sayers, drive-by to Tex Walker early in the show, family. What are you going to do to him? You're going to go off the long run now?
I think I'll have to, won't I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do not hold back.
Might not be the quickest bloke, but I'll get me bounces on target. Look out, Tex.
He'd be shaking
and
at
what
home.
Did he say at the end? He's mine.
He's mine.
He's
and then
mine.
He dumped his mic out, gone.
Didn't
he, kick the
didn't
door
give
open.
Us a hug?
No, I was like, Chad, see you, wait up. He goes, nah. He had the game face on.
And we're going to be there live calling the game.
Live.
The Triple M team.
Yep.
Fantastic.
I hope
2 o'clock.
The ambulance is there.
You got some Adelaide United news.
Great news, United fans, as you know. Adelaide United is delighted to announce the signing of attacking midfielder Stephen Mawk. on a 2.5 year contract.
Big, big signing.
Good
well
South
done.
Australian talent, and he's a good player, very good player. So hopefully that'll it'll strengthen our midfield group.
Yep, looking forward to him playing.
Great to get
him
back.
I did notice one thing earlier, Jarzo.
Yes, Byrne.
You have made the complete transition now into KG Cunningham.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, no, you did.
No, there's only one George.
I thought you were.
No.
But now it's been complete. This is what you said earlier.
Well, let's go back and have a listen to KG for those people who aren't familiar with KG's work.
Let the family decide then.
Okay, so this is KG, and see if you can spot the difference.
KG, Jars, and Greg Blewett.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dead Set Legends.
All right, that's KG.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm missing.
That's KG.
Right.
All right, now have a listen to Jars.
Go online for PDS to see if it's right for you.
Yes! Join us on the new Rush Hour team, family, with Jars and Bernie Vint.
You are him. You are turning
I'm
into
not
him.
In the George.
No, not turning. Turn.
The transition is complete.